celebrating 50 years of ministry. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
There, welcome to your international broadcast of Breakthrough, where we have now entered into a tremendous time of great, great prophetic significance and eternal consequence. Listen to me, friend. We are in the third feast season of the year of the open door. There are two feast seasons in the spring, Passover and then Pentecost 50 days later. Then they're followed by a long season of separation. And then now in the fall, we celebrate, commemorate the great Feast of Tabernacles, and don't miss this, the holiest day of the entire year. That should be a great celebration, a great day of atonement, which, of course, we celebrate the sacrificial giving of his life, the Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary, shedding that sinless, untainted blood so that you and I could have eternal life. This, my dear one, is a time of introspection. It's a time when we should be about the business of prayer. And it's about the time we should be seeking forgiveness. And it's the set time when you and I coronate the Lord God Jehovah as king, king over our nation, king over the nation of Israel, king over the totality of our lives, and Jehovah Bara, king of the universe. Now, to build up your faith during this season, I have a free, but now listen, that doesn't mean that it's of no value. I'm giving it to you free because I really want you to enter into this time of celebration. You need it. It's free, and I don't want you to miss out on it. I've recorded a 10-part series of teachings that will light up your email box with the mighty power of the everlasting Word of God concerning this season right now. It's not a time to draw back. No, my dear friend. But it is, as Daniel taught us and directed us in chapter 11, verse 32, a time for the people who know their God to be strong and take action. So pick up your phone, call that number right there on your screen. Your phone's always close to you. And just ask for my free 10 Days of Awe exclusive email teaching series, and you'll receive all 10 no matter when you call. Or just leave me your request at rodparsley.com. And thank you for taking a moment to avail yourself to this rich teaching series. Everybody needs it. It's coming to you absolutely free. You're going to love it. Now, as I promised, my message of worship and exaltation to the one and only true and living God. It's entitled, Crown Him King. The rabbis say, on Rosh Hashanah, everything we do is imbued with extreme significance. We stand in judgment before the heavenly court of our King. Every action, oh, you don't like this. Every word, every thought is scrutinized. The first fall feast is the Feast of Trumpets. The day of noise. Make noise. Clap. Shout. Stomp your feet. Scream. Open your mouth with a mighty decree. This is the day of noise. The head of the year. The civil new year. Secondly, Rosh Hashanah begins the days of awe. That's for self-examination. 10 days, shout 10 days. Began on Friday. They end in Yom Kippur. Why do they end in Yom Kippur? Because after God opens that book, not the book of life, not the book of life, the book of remembrance, God opens it during Rosh Hashanah every year. He examines that book for 10 days. That includes everything you've done in the last year, every action, every thought. That's why he says our posture should mimic that of a shofar, bent. You want to get the true sound of revival up out of you? Bow down. Because up is not up, up is down. And during these 10 days, God calls into righteous account for us to examine ourselves and then with all our hearts for 10 days seek his face. What does that have to do with this church? I think I wrote a book this year, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn, repent from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their domain. I challenge every one of us who bear his name to be that bride of Christ who, according to Revelation 19:7, has made herself ready for the wedding of the Lamb. Rosh Hashanah is, according to the sages, the day of the coronation of God as King, both nationally and personally. And a blast from the shofar is meant to shake the people of God, to awaken us, to honor our great God as the absolute King and sovereign of our lives and the universe that he created. Blow a trumpet in Zion. Zion, sound an alarm in his holy mountain. Whew. Now here's the interesting thing. On Rosh Hashanah, the high priest would take a ram's horn. A shofar is made of a ram's horn. You see how hard that is? Do you know what it is? It's made of hair. That's just hair. And it never stops growing. They came to anoint Saul, king of Israel. And your Bible said they took a cruse of oil. A cruse is a man-made vessel. But David was anointed with oil from a ram's horn. God made. God wants to make you a king in his likeness. On that day, those priests lined up by the hundreds, and everyone with the shofar to his mouth did not blow it one time. The only place in your Bible
They blew it 100 times, announcing, summoning us to repentance, summoning us to crown him as king, calling us with a signal to awaken. Then they would make a sacrificial offering, and then the people would celebrate and eat and rejoice together. If you miss everything else today, get this. This is the only feast yet to be fulfilled. Do you know why all this trouble happens during this season? Because the devil has a Bible too. And he's smarter than most believers. He knows that there must be on earth an historic fulfillment of that feast. It begins with the blast of the trumpet. The trump of God shall sound. The dead in Christ shall rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up into the clouds. Jesus is not coming to the earth. This is his appearing. He will appear in the clouds. And we'll leap like a hart over this, off of this earth, like a metal to magnet. That's the rapture. And the devil knows he's got 7 more years. We're all gone. Your Bible says no man knows the day nor the hour of the return of Christ. I've got a message. I might preach it in the next couple of weeks that says I know exactly when Jesus is coming. And I do. You'll have to get the message. I don't know the day and I don't know the hour, but I know the season. The season is tabernacles. We're in it right now. It is his promise. We prepare ourselves. What are we really preparing for? Like a bride in a Jewish wedding, we are washing ourselves to meet the bridegroom right now. I hope you're not a foolish virgin. I hope you've got your wicks all trimmed, cutting off the flax. That's the church just making a lot of smoke and noise. People buy candles now that... Well, that only happens when a wick is too long and you're not burning the fuel, you're burning the wick. Keep your wicks, your lamps trimmed and burning. If there was ever a 10 days in your life for you to turn off the noise, clear the stage. Go before God. It's right now. And when you do, he's going to wash you. Hey! Today can be your day of atonement. He can wash it all away. But soon and very soon, the trump is going to sound. During tabernacles, one of these years, now you have this promise, if Jesus doesn't come during this season, which will end a week from now. If he doesn't come, which I'm looking for him every day, nothing needs to be fulfilled before the rapture. Nothing. Could be 100 years from now. Could be before you get home today. Is your family in? Are you in? If he doesn't come, those of us who believe and know will receive in this year 7 blessings during this time. if he doesn't come. And the devil knows. So he's doing his best to wreak havoc in your life, to cause you to doubt, to cause you to fear, to cause you to worry, to cause you to have anxiety and nervous breakdowns, to attack your body, to attack your family, to distract you from what you're supposed to be doing, and that is looking for his appearing.
The signs are everywhere. The world is in turmoil. No one needs to convince us of that. Prophecy from your Bible is unfolding before our very eyes day after day. Israel, the apple of God's eye, is being attacked on three different fronts, shifting alliances and threats of war from Iran, from Hezbollah, from the Houthis, from Russia, from China. Millions of souls, dear friend, are hanging in the balance of eternity. And you and I, we must act very, very quickly to spread the life-changing, life-giving gospel of Jesus Christ to every corner of the globe. Your atonement offering right now has a double purpose. First, it shows your obedience to God's command to remember always the final feast season of the year. Secondly, it honors the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ for shedding his perfect, spotless, sinless blood as the Lamb of God, the indescribable gift that saved you and me and everyone who will but believe. Save us from the curse, from the bondage, from the penalty and sentence of sin. The time is right now. And as we quickly approach the great, great day of atonement, we must become obedient and we must absolutely be alert. Please join me. Seek the face of the Lord about what your commanded offering should be this year. Hold it in both hands as a symbol that you're ready to receive a double portion blessing. I'm trusting that everyone watching the broadcast today will honor the Lord God with at least a $50 atonement praise offering for the blood. I know you'll want to obey God's word and sow your seed before October 12th, Yom Kippur, the great day of atonement, the holiest day of the year on God's calendar. I know you do not want to be left out of commemorating the blood of Jesus Christ. The Lord God marks how you end one year, so he has given details so that we might enter the new year in the great, great presence of the Lord. He knows your name, you know. He even knows the number of the hairs on your head. What a thought. It's vital and it's commanded that you and I appear before him with a worthy atonement offering one time every year. Your double portion seed could be $50 in each hand. That would be a $100 gift. That gift right now would be so very, very significant and so deeply appreciated to this global soul-winning ministry. I prepared some very, very special ministry gifts just for you as you sow your $100 atonement celebration offering. So don't hesitate, call now or rush your letter to me or just pick up that phone, simply click on rodparsley.com. This atonement season is the time when your Bible and mine promise 7 major blessings. And I'll be praying during this season that you'll receive a double portion of everyone when you sow your commanded Day of Atonement celebration offering. Do it today.
7 life-changing blessings are yours when you obey God's command to keep the feast. Sow a seed of faith right away and position yourself for a double portion.
Every year on Yom Kippur, the high priest was granted access to the Holy of Holies to leave an atoning sacrifice. It foreshadowed our ultimate atonement by God's own Son. The spotless blood of Christ paid the atoning price, and now his triumphant return in the eastern sky is close at hand.
Your atonement offering is crucial as we fulfill our end time mandate to take the gospel to your loved ones before Christ's return. For your double portion seed of $100 or more, you'll receive these vital prophecy resources: the new 2-message, 4-disc series, 7 Blessings of Atonement, and the powerful mini book, Return of the King, plus 2 very special bonus gifts.
First, the 50th anniversary Breakthrough Jubilee Bible. It will be your treasured keepsake.
And its soft touch cover, large print, and rose gold gild make it our most requested Bible.
And bonus number 2, the exciting message, Surviving the Post-Rapture World.
Call now with your atonement offering or give securely at rodparsley.com. For every commanded offering of $1,000 or more, we've reserved a special gift from the Holy Land just for you. This authentic ram's horn shofar is adorned with a beautiful metallic overlay and features a custom wood display base. The shofar is a powerful reminder of God's saving grace and our Lord's soon return.
Call or visit rodparsley.com before October 12th. Obey God's command to give an atonement offering and prepare for your double portion blessing.
You and I have a divine appointment in the presence of our great God, a set time to receive the 7 blessings of the supernatural season we are in, the atonement. They're available to you for study in your Bible. Each one is beautifully taught to us in the book of Joel, chapter number 2. They include blessings like divine overflow and mighty, mighty miracles. Here's my partner, Will's testimony. He was struggling physically and financially. I think his testimony wouldn't be the only one. Like so many, he needed a new job, he needed increased income, and he needed the healing touch of God in his body. He just simply obeyed the Lord's direction and sowed into the ministry here at Breakthrough. When he did, he asked me to agree with him in prayer. Well, his harvest was truly a double portion. Just listen to this. He received a new job with no threats of a layoff. His finances doubled, and he writes that his body is now strong and healthy. What a testimony! Now, these are the miracles that I want to see you experience in your life. This may be our last opportunity to sow an atonement offering before the trumpet sounds and our Lord Jesus returns in the rapture of the church. For some of my revival partners and friends, I'm asking the Lord to speak to your heart, to speak to you about an even more significant Day of Atonement celebration seed. It may have been a month, maybe many months, since I've heard from you. I understand that. Summer's a quite busy time for everybody. But listen, my friend, this is an appointed set time to sow the offering God's word commands, celebrating the atonement. So important to God that you and I celebrate this once a year feast and not, according to his word, to appear before him empty-handed. I'm asking for the Holy Spirit to speak to many of my dear friends, my wonderful partners, about sending a $500 or $1,000 offering. This is the time designated by our Father to honor his Son, the Lord Jesus, supreme sacrifice, and how faith in his atoning blood has changed our lives forever. Whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to give, I'm asking that you do it today. You can respond to God's direction by simply calling or simply clicking on rodparsley.com. I am so deeply thankful for your support, many of you, for decades, supporting this great global ministry to win souls, to build up every believer. Thank you. I'll see you next time. I've been here for over 40 years on your international broadcast of Breakthrough.
Many modern believers have been deceived. They believe God is mad at them. But the truth is simply this. He's pursuing you with a Father's furious love to receive you as his own child. Overwhelming love was on display for all to witness. Christ Jesus on the cruel, mean, biting beam of Calvary. His atoning blood has paid the price to atone for your sin. There's much more from Dr. Rod Parsley to help you grow every day of this most holy season. Sign up today for your free access to his 10 Days of Awe teaching series. Don't miss the opportunity to reserve it for yourself. Call now. Ask for the free Days of Awe email series or visit rodparsley.com. God desires to bestow favor on you and give you peace.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This worldwide broadcast is made possible by Revival Covenant Partners. Your faithful monthly support helps take this message of personal renewal and national revival to the world. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.